this world has been connected. And now darkness within darkness awaits you.
In the end, every heart returns to the darkness whence it came.
Name is Answer. I reach for the darkness.
One who knows nothing can understand.
Episode number 207 of the longest running MDA award winning Kingdom Hearts podcast, the Ansem Report podcast, hosted by me. Hello, I'm Mike, and joined as always by my brother, also an MDA award winner, Jason. Hello, Jason.
Hello, Jason here, by the way.
Jason there, Mike here. We're back. It's been you know, it's been a whole year since you've seen us. Get it? Because it was 2023.
I haven't talked to you guys since last year. Please laugh.
Before we get into the episode, let me just say, if you're listening to this podcast for some reason and you're not following us on whatever site you decide to, Spotify, Apple Podcast, Stitcher, there's other ones I've never...
Stitcher?
Podbean. I'm just making them up now.
Podbean.
Podboy, whatever it is. And you're not following
us? Does
this
have Podbeans in it?
I'm allergic to Podbeans. I need to know if there's... Was this made using Podbeans? Please follow, because like that's one of the best ways you can help our wonderful show continue to grow.
That's
by following
kind of bars. Low key.
You want the show to grow, you follow.
Ho.
Oh, damn. Called y'all hoes. That's crazy. we've been doing this a long time, and I know there are people that are on like YouTube.
There are people.
And they are like, I'm listening to this, but I ain't subscribing.
Damn, bruh.
That's crazy.
Free too.
It's literally free.
And the shit free.
It's free 99. You don't have to pay a dime, dude.
Damn,
just
bruh.
Follow, subscribe. That's one of the best ways to support us. Another way to support us is you can just, you know, listen. Like that's probably the best way to support us.
Just do what you already do.
Yeah, just do what you're doing right now. But follow too. Don't be stingy. Just it's one click.
Come on, man.
Come on, help us out.
Drop a follow, man.
Speaking of people supporting us, Jason, we haven't podcasted since the Subathon, which was a insanely fun event.
A booming success.
We completed Mass Effect 3 Platinum Trophy.
Yep.
We got the Theatrhythm Platinum Trophy and almost lost our minds.
Yep.
We got
the
Grinch Christmas Adventure Platinum Trophy.
Yes,
the crowning achievement.
Dog.
The crowning achievement. And we met our sub goal for everyone. So thank you so much to everybody who watched, subbed, donated, whatever you did, shared it.
More than capped us.
More than capped us. We went for 125 hours straight. Nah, I mean, we slept.
I don't remember.
But, like, you know. Actually, this is... I'm not going to tell this whole story here, but I... At the young age of 36, was diagnosed with shingles. And they say the only way to get it that young... Obviously, you have to have chickenpox first. But the only way to get it that young is through stress. And I'm not a really stress-filled guy, but I do believe the lack of sleep and the stressing subathon about the subathon is what actually caused me to have shingles. So
yeah, definitely.
I've thought about it a lot, and I was like, this is the conclusion I can come to, is
it's
that
the
it was
only
the
logical explanation.
Like it really is. But that's not to say I didn't have a great time. I had a great time, but I think you said this too, like, I would go to sleep, you know, and like you would stay up or vice versa. You would wake up and I'd go to sleep and, you know, like, and then when I woke up, I was like, fuck, I got to get downstairs right now. You know?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I got to get downstairs.
Also,
get back to stream.
In your dream, you're still streaming, by the way. Like, if you did dream, you were on stream.
Absolutely. 100%.
In your dream.
But it was a lot of fun. So thank you to everybody. The amount of gratitude I feel after an event like that is always just tremendous, and
it's very humbling.
It really is that we have such cool people that want to hang out with us, and then we followed that up by not streaming.
Dude, yeah, life finds a way.
It and, does
not
it
in
does.
The same way it does in Jurassic Park, but it finds a way to just. Fuck up your shit.
It
you
does.
Know?
It really does. but we're getting back to it. You know, we're getting the swing of things. We had some stuff going on in the beginning of the new year, but Jason streamed today, actually.
I did.
He tried to play
on
Dream
the day
Drop
of recording.
Distance, and life found a way to and not make
Dream
that work.
Dream Drop Distance dropped, dude. The
frames
frame, dropped.
Frame drop distance,
the stream
dude.
Stream dropped.
Stream
everything
drop
dropped.
Distance. So, but yeah. Sorry we wasted everybody's subs, but we'll be back to stream, I promise.
Yeah, we'll be back.
We might have already streamed by the time this came out, you know. We might have already streamed together.
True, twice, yeah.
Twice. Yeah, so that was so much fun. So thank you everybody for being cool. Another thing
something I always miss, you know. It's like just send me back to the subathon.
I know, man. It's the closest I've felt to reconnect since reconnect.
Yeah.
You know.
Real.
And it makes
real
me
talk.
Like when we have events like that, it makes me go, man, I wish, like, obviously I wouldn't stream for 120 hours straight all the time, but I wish that like this was like what I did for a living, you know. It's just like hanging
out. Well, also
out
it's like you it's like very obvious to us too that it's like you guys take time out of your schedule to support us. Like, it's not even like everyone would just have to like just drop what they're doing at all times, you know. Like people like literally like, yo, so, like, I know the second I get out of work, I'm dropping by the subathon, and I'm just going to be chilling in the subathon for the entire time, you know?
Yeah, there were so many of you that did, and it was so awesome and so cool. Another thing that happened, Jay, in the meantime, is because of the holiday and then Tara and I going on a family trip to Mexico, we had to, I didn't want the people to go without an Ansem Report podcast of some time. So we launched the secret Ansem Report podcast, 2 episodes of it.
Oh, snap.
Which if you haven't watched or listened to that, a lot of people have liked it, which I was very surprised by. I wasn't sure how it was going to go. But basically what it is it's kind of like a mailbag. And Sean made fun of me because I explained what a mailbag was in the first episode. He's like, wow, Mike's explaining to all the Zoomers what a mailbag is. And I'm like, I don't know that, do people do mailbags anymore? Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know that that's a thing. So,
I mean, like, if you asked me, like, without the context of, like, what I know it is, I don't think I could tell you.
Right. So I just wanted to make sure everybody understood, like, kind of the concept of it. But people have been very kind about it and saying, hey, this is really cool. Wow, Mike, you're really good at talking to a camera.
You really like to hear yourself talk.
Mike, that part when you pulled your penis out and just showed the head on the bottom of the camera was really cool and a good way to get around toss on YouTube.
Okay.
Yeah,
like,
sorry.
You knew what it was, but like they couldn't prove it.
Sorry, audio listeners only. You didn't get to see that one. You might want to go back on YouTube and watch it.
you gotta go.
Find the moment
it's
when
gonna
I
be
did
the
that.
Part where it's like, just look for the most replayed section on the YouTube bar.
Exactly,
you know?
Exactly. You'll find it. But no, that's been a lot of fun. I really actually enjoyed myself recording it. I was a little nervous because it's like, I'm by myself, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think
like you don't have the feedback of chat. You don't have the feedback of another person.
Yeah, I don't have someone to bounce off of. It's just kind of like, hey, I'm just talking about stuff. And
I'm just rambling.
Yeah, just kind of rambling, but in a controlled manner. And I'm excited to do more. The plan is that we're going to do a regular Ansem report every other week, just like we've been doing. But instead of having nothing, you will have a secret Ansem report. I haven't really asked you if you want to do one of those or anything. But if Jason
will be a surprise.
If Jason does want to do one, we'll make sure you guys can load up some questions for him or things. I also plan on doing somewhere that's not necessarily like mailbag, where it's like, hey, this is a topic I'm going to talk about for like 30 minutes, you know? So it won't always be spurred on by the audience. But if you want to give me things, topics to talk about, questions you want answered, whatever it is, there have been a lot of good ones. Go into our Discord, links in the description, and go to the Secret Ansem Report channel and ask in there. Or alternatively, you can email us at ansemreportpodcast@gmail.com and put Secret Ansem Report in the subject line, please and thank you. And I'll do my thing. I'll chat, you know. Tara was like, what the fuck? I want to do that. And I was like, Tara, I feel like I would put you in front of the camera and you would just freeze and go, what do I do?
She would just be looking at you. She wouldn't let you leave the room.
Right. For sure. So I don't know. Maybe there'll be a Tara episode. Maybe there'll be a me and Tara episode. I don't know. We'll see.
Okay. Okay.
Because she tried to say she didn't know I even did it. And then we were like in Mexico and she's like, what is this? And I was like, I told you I did this. And she's like, no, you didn't. And I was like, yes, I did. Like I literally told you that I was doing this. She's like, what'd you do today? And I told her and she was like, oh, okay. And she just wasn't, you know, listening. But no, that's been a lot of fun. So I'm excited to do the number 3. I pre-recorded 1 and 2 because I had to, but like I'll be doing them more when possible. Currently, kind of like we do this podcast, and I'll also be uploading it early to our patrons, which I didn't do for the first two. So just another perk, patrons winning, big win,
huge
big win for the patrons. Huge win, even. All right, so moving on. If I'm being completely honest with you guys, which I always try to be very honest.
There was some huge Kingdom Hearts news.
There was not huge Kingdom Hearts news.
There was huge news.
But I did kind of bungle something. I did a bit of bungling.
Oh, no.
There's a bit of bungling that happened on my part.
Oh, no.
And I blame the subathon and the shingles and all that. So
the vacation.
Well, this was before that, but during the subathon,
while having shingles,
we did an Ansem Report podcast live, you know, that all that. It's late, so I'm not going to scream like I normally would. But we did a live podcast and there was something we were supposed to talk about during the podcast, but in my excitement for the subathon and everything going on,
and derangement. Yeah.
I blew it. I didn't bring it up.
We bungled.
And that thing is March Caprice 4.0. We were supposed to talk about, hey,
yes,
you should sign
sir.
Up for March Caprice 4.0. Here's the issue. We're talking about it now, but all the signups are closed except for the Melody of Memory tournament and then the live streaming.
Hey, I know some of y'all be live streaming and y'all be live streaming Kingdom Hearts.
Janie,
come up with a cool ass idea for a stream, and it's way better this year.
Okay. How is it better, Jason?
So go sign up. Go fucking sign up. So, okay. I guess you can either go and listen to our segment in the fucking March Caprice release.
You could.
And we could talk, and you could just hear us saying it word for word from a script.
Mm-hmm.
But basically, previous years, you had like a set amount of time. You had like an hour segment or whatever, right? So, like, it really, like, people couldn't just, like, do what they wanted to. Like, it felt restrictive, right?
Mm-hmm.
For a lot of people. Now, it's however long that you want to stream. It's like, yo, you have a set cutoff that you need to be done and send to the next people, like, type thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's better.
Yeah,
you can,
it's better.
You can If you have a cool ass idea, you don't have to be like, ah, man, well, can't do it in an hour. So it's over.
It's fucking over.
It's fucking over.
So, I guess this begs the question, Jason. You know, now that we're members of the shadowy organization known as March Caprice, what are we doing for March Caprice?
Dude, that's a good question, dude. That is a good question.
It's a good question.
I mean, don't we normally just like tier list some bullshit and fight the chat?
Well, here's the thing. Normally we do an answer before podcast live.
We just get really, really mean to the chat.
Yeah, that's true. Part of the reason we do the Ansem Report podcast live is because we only had an hour.
Oh, March Caprice. Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Now we could feasibly do whatever we want.
That's true. That is true. There's some possibilities.
Yeah, I mean, I guess we can talk about it off air, but
there's some scheming to be done.
Yeah, maybe we can. I mean, you want to scheme a little bit on air? Like, what yeah. do you... What do you
scheming on air. Hold up,
dude. Yeah, dude. We're schemers.
Scheming on air.
Schemers. Jason's a schemer. Mike's a schemer. Regular Pat's not a schemer.
I don't know. That motherfucker
do be scheming. He's like a dog chasing cars in an evil dog competition movie.
Wow, what a poll that only you, me, and Pat will fucking know, dude.
And people in Pat's chat that agreed with him. Actually, Pat's not even the one who said it. It was some weirdo in Pat's chat that said...
Some weird... Obviously, I mean, they're in Pat's chat. They're yeah. a weirdo.
They said, they're like the evil dogs in a dog competition movie. What the fuck is a dog competition movie?
Yeah, who the fuck is watching dog competition movies, for one?
Right. Like... What are the fucking those dog competitions where they make them run through the thing?
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, what the hell? You know? I always like that one where it's like someone superimposed Shrek running.
Dude, I literally thought of that exact same thing, too. I literally did. He's like, that's a bit too off topic.
He's
a bit too crazy.
He's moving, dude. He's flying.
Yeah, no, he's booking
those.
It. He's booking it.
Fucking love that shit, dude. Fucking love
he's
it.
He's getting a PB.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, you know, we don't have to scheme on air. We can scheme off air. I just, you know, I want to do something. Dude, this March Caprice 4.
It's just like a bit late for scheming, you know? It's not real scheming hours.
Oh, this is when we do our best scheming. What do you mean?
No, but like, it's not like late. It's like too early, but also too late, you know?
Not good scheming hours. Okay, I'll accept that. I'll accept that. But anyway, if you guys are schemers, and if you're in scheming hours, and if you're a live streamer person, or you
live
really like Melody
schemer.
Memory, you could sign up for the tournament. But live streaming is kind of supposed to be our thing, so I want to focus on that for a second. If you're a streamer and you like Kingdom Hearts, as people who have participated in all three March Caprices so far, March Caprices. We've been in all three March Caprices. I will tell you that you want to be a part of this if you haven't before. This is a great opportunity to, get your content out there a little bit in front of some eyes that maybe wouldn't normally view it. It's a chance to get your creative juices flowing and do maybe a little bit of a more special live stream than you typically would do.
Your scheming juices.
And it's also, and this is like, you know, I'm not going to be that streamer or podcast or whatever that's like, here's how to make it streaming. Because, like, you know, we're decently successful, but like, we just kind of just we're us, you know what I mean? And that's that work.
Yeah, yeah.
But all I hear all the time, and it sounds fake when you put it like this, but like there's truth to it, is people
what
say,
I hear about.
You got to network.
Part
of streaming and being successful at streaming is networking. And
okay,
you know what? Okay. That applies to like a lot of jobs, right?
Yeah,
networking. Yeah. It's not about what you know; it's about who you know, right?
Yeah, most pyramid schemes. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and also just real jobs. Yeah. also just real jobs.
Most MLMs,
But this is like, and I don't like the word networking. I like saying, hey, we're making friends, we're meeting new people, right? And that's what networking means. But like, I'm plugging into your network.
It's like more. I mean, it genuinely is more
insert
like
my Ethernet cable into your dock. Okay. You know, it's like
it, okay.
I'm just imagining them having, because like
the theme
for this year is data, and just having the MCP say that shit.
I thought you were gonna bring up Stephen Hawking, and I was like, don't.
I'm more funny. I'm more original than that. Come on now.
Well, because we have that, you know, I'm about to bust thing, and
yeah,
you know, I've been thinking about that a lot recently.
Yeah. I mean, we said that years ago.
I know, little did we know he was watching little people do equations on a math board when he said that.
We knew.
Who knew? I wish I didn't know.
Yeah.
But anyway, Marge Caprice.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, that's what we're talking about.
Oh, no. This is a good chance to get to know fun people like us and other. I mean, that was one of my favorite. That's been one of my favorite things about March. Every March Caprizi we've been involved in, and also Reconnect, is getting to meet new people and then now interacting with them on Twitch and on YouTube and or various Twitter, whatever you know,
yeah,
tickles your fancy, so to speak. And so this is like a good way to kind of get yourself out there, right? And not just in the standpoint of, hey, everybody come to my live stream, but also the standpoint of you're going to be able to pop into some really cool live streams and talk to some people that you've never talked to before. And it doesn't feel, when it's in an event like this, I know sometimes like doing that kind of thing can feel like disingenuous. Like you're like, oh, I'm here. Well, time for me to go stream, like that kind of shit. But like when it's in an event like this, it doesn't feel fake. You know what I mean? It feels like, hey, I'm just trying to get to know people that like Kingdom Hearts like me, right? And that's really what's important. And if it brings you success, great. If it doesn't, you made new friends. You know what I mean? And that's something that's really important about March Caprice and all of these Kingdom Hearts events like Reconnect and March Caprice that are popping up. And that's why we get involved in them, because we like meeting new people and making new friends that love Kingdom Hearts. Because we talked about this a million times, Jason. Growing up, no one liked Kingdom Hearts except me, you, and Addison. We were the only three people on the fucking world that liked Kingdom Hearts. And now we've met so many people that loved Kingdom Hearts and love Kingdom Hearts, and now we know that wasn't true.
Yeah, bro. Like, it's funny. Nowadays, motherfuckers try to act like they know Kingdom Hearts, bro. Like, I've had, like, a bunch of times where, like, oh, I'm, like, talking with somebody at the gym or some shit. And, like, to add context to something I was talking about, I would, like, you know, either talk about, like, maybe the stream or the podcast or whatever. And I've been having it recently. And then, like, oh, yeah, it's this podcast about Kingdom Hearts, blah, blah, blah. And they're like, oh, yeah, I know Kingdom Hearts. I'm like, fucking bullshit. You don't fucking know Kingdom Hearts, okay? You're bullshitting.
I love that.
If I would have asked you. No. If I would have just straight up asked you about Kingdom Hearts, you would have fucking been like, Kingdom what? Kingdom of Hearts? Nah, bruh. They're bullshitting, dude. But this event is how you meet the real OGs, okay?
Right. I love that instead of going, oh, hey, well, you like Kingdom Hearts? You should check out our podcast. You go, no, you don't fucking like Kingdom Hearts.
Smack the shit out of them. I pick up a 45-pound plate, and I fucking Captain America that shit at their fucking skull.
Yeah, okay. The
I mean, they're a Fed anyway, so it doesn't matter.
you should probably just say, hey, you should listen to our podcast. Instead of Captain America.
I'll think about it. I'll think about it.
Come on, man. We need more people to listen to our, please, Jason.
If they just type in Kingdom Hearts podcast, it's like, it's up there.
They'll listen to Kingdom Smarts.
It's up there.
It's up there.
It's a decent chance they just click it. They're like, God, I recognize this annoying ass voice.
So the new trend right now on X or Twitter, if you will, if you're nasty, is it started with Final Fantasy, and it was like, here's me rating every Final Fantasy game out of 10, right? And then Bioroxus. Bioroxus, like, I don't know Final Fantasy, but I'll do Kingdom Hearts. And so he did Kingdom Hearts. And now I'm seeing this all over the place. And I just saw one where they're like, they're going through each Kingdom Hearts game and they're rating it. And not trying to out anybody. But then the first comment on theirs, because they rated Kingdom Hearts 3 9.5. And they rated Kingdom Hearts 2 9. Right?
Okay.
And the first reply on it is, what makes KH3 gameplay 0.5 better than 2? Genuinely asking. Never change Kingdom Hearts 2 fans, dude. Never fucking change. I love you, dude. Kingdom Hearts 2 fans are fucking hype, dude. Genuinely asking.
I just love how you fucking, like, you give Bio and KH2 fans the same fucking voice.
Wow. Hey. Well, you know.
I love you, Bio.
I didn't say it, but if you wanted to break down my voices, I think you'd find the answer you're looking for there.
Mm. I guess Bio's was more like your voice that you do for Sora, like, when we're having to, like, read text in the older games.
Yeah, that's true. It's very anime protagonist.
Yeah. Whereas the KH2 Twitter user was
it was a little more nasty.
A bit more cretinous.
Yeah, it was a little nastier. I it's so funny. I was just scrolling through Twitter and I was like, "Oh, I'm going to bring this up right now." So Jason, we're actually going to take a short break. And when we come back, we are going to talk about maybe a little bit. Maybe we're going to open up our crystal ball and we're going to look into the future a bit and see what we think is going to happen for Kingdom Hearts in 2024. We'll be right back.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back to the Ansem Report Podcast. Normally, I'd do the, Jason, it's time for the, and we'd do the question of the week.
And I'd be like, what?
Can you believe Tara had never heard that?
That's bullshit, dude.
I think it
is too.
There's
bullshitting,
no way she hasn't heard the question of the week stinger.
There's literally no way. Like, she's been on live episodes where, like, we play it. Like, what do you mean?
Yeah, I don't understand what she was on about.
You're bullshitting.
If I could get a bit British.
She can't hear me. She
doesn't
listen.
If I could get
listen,
a bit British from her, what was she on about?
She's bullshitting.
Ridiculous.
She's taking the piss.
She was taking the piss. Oh, my God, dude. I never understood what that phrase meant until right now. Tara was absolutely taking the piss, dude. Where is she putting the piss? I don't know.
In the piss drawer. Duh. Anyway.
You just reminded me of a short tangent here. So, it got really fucking cold where we live.
Yeah.
Like,
it's like wind chill.
Single digits. Like, feels like zero degrees. Fahrenheit, by the way. None of that Celsius bullshit.
Yeah.
And we're American.
I think the wind chill right now is like negative 25 Celsius.
Yeah. It's... Yeah, it's cold, okay? And we have a bathroom, a half bath in downstairs that it's very close to the edge of our house.
It's so cold in that fucking
And it gets
room.
So cold. And last year, this didn't happen, but I don't think it got this cold last year. But the pipes froze.
I don't think so.
So Tara went to turn on the sink, and no water came out. And so we were like, oh, fuck, we don't want these pipes to burst, because that's the danger, is then your pipes burst, then you get water all over the goddamn place, and then you got to refix the pipes.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a pain in the ass.
It's a nightmare.
So we didn't realize till after I was at work, so she, like, had a hair dryer, and she was under the sink trying to, you know, heat it up, and I thought we had a space heater somewhere, and we didn't, so on my way home from work, I bought a space heater, and... So... We're running our sink. You know, what they tell you to do is let your sinks drip, because that keeps the water flow going, and then that way, like, your pipes won't freeze. But we couldn't get that one unfrozen. So then the next morning, I wake up, and I'm getting ready to get her. This is this morning, actually. I'm getting ready to get her car out, because we hadn't unshoveled her car because she was homesick, but she had to go to work today, and. She goes in the bathroom and it's like, oh, shit, I'll go pee downstairs, right? And so I go into that toilet and I flush, and it doesn't flush.
Oh,
because
no.
That pipe is now frozen. So
now you just have a piss bowl.
And it was like, you know, dehydrated. I just slept all night, fucking smelly piss, right? And so I go upstairs and I go, hey, babe, I peed in the toilet and it didn't flush. And she goes,
it's probably gonna freeze.
And she goes, you what? And I go, it didn't flush. And she was like, well, why'd you pee in it? I go, I didn't know it was frozen. And she goes, well, are you gonna get your piss out of there? I said, what? She goes, are you gonna scoop the piss out of it? I said, no, I'm not gonna take
was
the piss.
Was she asleep?
She wanted me to literally take the piss.
She wanted you to literally take
she
the piss.
She wanted me to literally take the piss.
That's great. She was taking the piss.
She was
right
taking
there,
the
dude.
Piss for real. No, I just filled the bowl up with water from our sink and then fucking, like, flushed it. Like, they got to scoop the piss out. And I'll let everybody know that.
With your hand.
Yeah, let me drink it out
of
there. Yeah, what am I going to do with it? Like, bring it all the way upstairs?
A gas siphon.
In my hands, you know?
Oh, God.
Dripping piss all over the place. I'm happy to let everybody know that we unthawed the pipes, both for the sink
dude,
and the bathroom.
Let's go.
And there's no piss in the toilet. No one's taking
it. It doesn't make any sense to me how the drip fixes it, though. Like, the tiniest amount.
So,
like, I get, like, oh, water flow would make it so it doesn't freeze, right? But you're telling me. That this tiny little millimeter
it works,
of fucking
brother.
Water dripping every couple seconds is enough.
It works.
Like,
it's enough to get the water moving,
any
man.
Any sense to me, bro.
It works.
This is some fucking... Nah, bro. This is... I'm putting on my conspiracy fucking tinfoil hat, dude.
Okay.
Nah, bro. This is just to run up the motherfucking water bill so they can fuck us for more money, dude.
Nah, bro.
Who's they? I don't know.
Yeah, that seems crazy.
The Illuminati.
that seems crazy. That's a crazy conspiracy theory. Speaking of conspiracy theories, it's time to look forward for Kingdom Hearts in 2024.
Oh, hell yeah, dude.
The way I said that,
I'm like Master Xehanort with my hands. I'm doing the hand thing.
Yeah, oh yeah.
You know,
the
when
dolphin,
he's scheming.
The dolphin hand
Like he's like fondling a pair of balls in front of him type of thing.
Oh, yeah, that
know?
One. That one where it's like,
yeah,
it really is just he has arthritis and he's trying to, like, you know, loosen everything
it's
up.
It's like, ah, shit. It's like my hands are cold.
I have shingles, Sora.
Oh, no.
Phantom pains. Dude, shingles sucks. No. I didn't know it sucked. I was like... Oh, I got shingles, whatever. Right?
Yeah.
But shit sucks. It feels like it feels like you're being like with where I had it, cuz basically it's not like the actual like shingles that hurt you. I mean, those are annoying and itchy, but it's the nerve pain cuz they affect your nerves.
Yeah.
And it feels like where I had them, someone was just stabbing me in the kidney for 30 seconds at a time.
Damn.
It fucking sucks, dude. Maybe of the worst pain I've ever experienced.
You think did you try to get drunk the whole time or something?
No. I mean, I drank a little bit, but it was just, luckily we had caught it before we got on the plane. so I could have, I had medication for it. But right. it just like, I would just like sudden, Tara would like notice, I'd like seize up. Like I'd be in the pool and I'd just like.
Yeah, yeah. You just have to like fight, not just convulsing.
And then also heat is really bad for it. Like heat spreads
and you guys are in Mexico.
We were in fucking Mexico. So there were a lot of times I like had to like go to the room and was like, I'm just going to go play Factorio on my Switch. And that's what I did.
Yo, huge.
Yeah. I was making like fucking like fucking blue science
motherboards.
And shit. I played probably fucking 15 hours of Factorio on vacation.
Dude, hell yeah. Hell yeah.
It was pretty lit. Anyway, Kingdom Hearts. I'll tell the story of how I discovered my shingles another time, but Kingdom Hearts.
That's a secret report type of story.
That's a secret report kind of story, you know? We can't allow the secret report to seep into the real report.
Yeah.
Or vice versa. You know, I can't start doing Kingdom Hearts theories on the secret report. You know, because I was like, what are we going to do on the real one?
Well, yeah, what are we here for, you know?
Right, right. Or, Missing Link is coming out. So anyway, Jason, why don't you hit us with one first? What do you think something that's going to happen for Kingdom Hearts in 2024?
Dude, surely, with a fucking capital SH, surely Missing Link will be out in some type of form, right? Like, surely, in somewhere, it will be out.
You'd think so.
Surely.
You'd think, surely. You would
capital
think so.
SH Shirley, dude.
But don't call me Shirley.
Like, absolutely, right? Like, there's no way.
It has to be. I think they're just waiting for it to be warm in America.
Or, like, Japan, yeah.
Well, I just mean, like, because they haven't really tested America.
You think they're going to test it first here?
I don't know. I guess I don't know.
I feel like the test was more of like an infrastructure / like gameplay loop type of test. Like they're working with Niantic, right?
No, I actually don't think it's Niantic.
I mean, even if they did like work with Niantic to just like get like, oh, like here are where places of interest typically are, like how like the auto population
of
that shit works.
Someone told me this in the Discord, and I don't remember who it is, and I don't remember what exactly they said, but there is another game.
Yes.
The company that's helping them made a different game that will have like the same map. Because it's that they're using that.
So yeah, like if there's a game like Niantic map that they're referencing that like already has these points of interest, like it's just like a plug and play thing.
Right.
Like with like just different points of interest at that point.
Okay, in my head I want to say it's Pokemon Trainer J, but I could be wrong about it.
I feel like you're right. I feel like I read that same thing,
wrong, I want to know. So whoever
we're just
actually
gonna
said that.
Sleep tight after spreading misinformation.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah,
like,
for sure. That's me right
if
now.
If I sleep really well tonight, yeah. I'll know we were wrong.
Yeah.
You know? Spreading misinformation.
Right. I mean, the only thing I know about magnets is you pour a little water on them and boom, they're done. You know what I mean? They don't work.
It neutralizes them.
It neutralizes the magnet. Bro, tell me why. Tell me why I watched him say that on Twitter. And Tara goes, can you stop watching the AI Trump, please? And I said, Tara, he actually said this. This is real. And I don't know why she said that, because I haven't watched one of those AI videos in fucking, like, months.
Yeah, that trend died.
That trend died, but she was acting like I watch them all the time. And it's like, no, this is actual Trump not understanding how magnets work in real time. Like,
yeah, bro, doesn't bro know it's in Pokemon fucking magnets, a.k.a. electricity, because those are the same things.
Right.
Fucking beats water, dude. Come on.
Dude clearly has never played fucking Red and Blue, dude. That's crazy.
Yeah, come on, bruh.
But, you know, he's sleeping tight, spreading that misinformation. So.
Yeah, true. Dude, he's getting the best fucking sleep of his life.
He truly is. He truly is.
Okay, I did one. What about you?
Huh?
What's some Kingdom Hearts in 2024?
Here we go. You ready for this shit? Kingdom Hearts 4 will be revealed in the early summer, late spring window. Ooh. We like to call the E3 window, even though E3 doesn't exist anymore.
Right.
There will be a new Kingdom Hearts trailer announcing its release in the January-February window of 2025. That's my bold prediction. I think
You don't think they're going to say, like, winter 2024?
So they'll probably say winter, but it's going to be... I mean, I think they're literally going to, unless it's farther along than we think and they want to hit 2024 with the 2-for-1 because they have Rebirth coming out in February this year. But I think Square Enix is doing too well with like the smaller games that not to be worried about that. And they want a big game each year. And I think they do the February route again, like they did, like they're going to do with Rebirth with Kingdom Hearts 4 or January.
Right.
Maybe, because it's. You know, I don't think video game companies care as much about Christmas as they used to. They're not, got to get your game out in September, between September and November for Christmas rush. Like,
I feel like the only time that really matters is during, like, a console, like, drop.
Right.
Like, is your game being packaged with a brand new console dropping?
Yeah. No, I agree. But also... video games have become such a giant industry where it was like you have to rely on this like this holiday season to sell stuff that people just buy. Get like millennials have become people with disposable income and just buy video games whatever the fuck they want.
Yeah, video game addicts have money now. Yeah,
so I think they don't care about that holiday season like they used to. So I think coming out in February,
again, shortly after Rebirth drops,
I think a couple months. Like, I think they're gonna give Rebirth its time. Like it's not like Rebirth comes out and they stop promoting it, right? But they have shown,
like, after its cycle.
They have shown when they have their big game, they only like promoting one of them at a time, right? We didn't really hear about Rebirth until FF16 came out. We're not going to hear about Kingdom Hearts 4 until Rebirth's out, at least. And usually out by a little bit, right? And I think...
yeah, like a couple months, yeah.
I could just see fucking Jeff Keighley on stage going, this next trailer will unlock your heart to all new possibilities. And
it's very close to a lot of your hearts.
Wait, before we do that, here's Kojima to talk for 20 minutes about nothing. And he brought his friend, Diamond Dallas Page. Wait, what?
Yo, DDP.
It's me. It's me. It's DDP. Oh, shit. They're making a DDP yoga game for fucking Switch 2. Anyway. What the fuck? But yeah, that's what I think.
Adventure.
I think that, that we're going to, it's going to be a 2025 game. They'll say winter. This winter, but they won't say a year, which to me is like, it's coming out in 2025. But that's my prediction for... So I guess I'm predicting they'll reveal it, but it won't come out this year.
Right. Like, I would be very surprised if we didn't get a single KH4 trailer.
If we don't get a KH4 trailer this year, we are in DEFCON 5.
Yeah, we are in dire straits.
We're going to start having guests on every episode just to get through it. Like, we are in
trouble. I'm
going to
be like, yo.
It's going to be...
are you taking the piss right now, dude?
It's going to be 3 secret answer reports a month and 1 regular. We're going to go down to once a month for the regular. Like, we're going to be in trouble.
Yeah, no.
Please.
Will there be... If there's absolutely, like, no KH4 news this year, like... will there even be a single Kingdom Hearts podcast that's running?
Right. It won't even be about the longest running.
Let alone just us. Like, they'll just all die.
Here's the thing. Here's what will happen is there will be, but it's like they just started so they can go back and go through all the games, right? And then they run out of that, and then they're like, okay, what the fuck did we do?
And then they're
now?
Back. They're here with us in the graveyard.
Holy fuck, I don't know what to do. Holy fuck. They're literally me.
It's going to be like the Keyblade graveyard, and every single Keyblade is going to be a fucking dead Kingdom Hearts podcast. Yeah.
Bro, Spotify really do be looking like that, bro. Spotify for real, for real.
Yeah.
If you type in Kingdom Hearts podcast. It is a Keyblade graveyard,
dude. It's actually really sad to think about, because that's like kind of real, you know, like, fuck.
Right. Hold on. Let me. Kingdom.
Here are the dead dreams, you know.
All right, so if I type Kingdom
Fellow
Hearts Keyblade podcast
wielders.
into Spotify, we're the first ones. Of course we are.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude. It definitely doesn't have anything to do with our fucking metadata, but yeah, fuck yeah, we're first.
So there's a podcast called Lore Dump that covered Kingdom Hearts. They're up there.
Okay.
There's a podcast called Unlocking Kingdom Hearts.
Okay.
That started in January of 2022.
Okay.
And they last posted an episode in October 2023. But they only have 6 episodes. So it's been very sparse for them. But hey, you know, they're still kicking. They're still doing it. They're not quite a rusty key.
I mean, it's been like, yeah. Like a freshly buried, freshly bloodied Keyblade, yeah.
Yeah.
It's been like 3 months.
Hold on, I need to take the word podcast out of my search and just do Kingdom Hearts and then click podcasts. Okay. Podcasts and shows. So there's State of the Heart, which might be a... Oh, wow, it's been a year since they posted...
Yeah, State of the Heart. State of the Heart is definitely like...
We killed State of the Heart. We went on the
show. Some
Terra-looking-ass
Keyblade that's fucking
in the
dirt, bro.
We were the last episode they did. We killed Water and
Deimos. It's over,
bro.
They said, well, we used this podcast as an excuse to hang out with our friends. they ended it.
Okay. Oh, wait.
It's pretty five-head.
There's this podcast called Bill Learns Kingdom Hearts.
Okay.
And they're on season 5.
Yo, holy shit.
And season 5 just started in January.
Okay. Fuck yeah.
But hey, Bill Learns Kingdom Hearts.
Hey, dude. Yeah, but all I'm saying is, if we don't get any fucking news this year about Kingdom Hearts, bro, is Bill still running?
Is he still learning?
I don't know.
What's there to learn?
I don't know.
Well, Bill...
I don't know.
Okay, Bill is on Union Cross, so Bill might be in trouble.
Yeah, you don't go to Union Cross unless you're desperate.
I'm
going to
drop
a
follow on Bill here.
We'll follow
Bill's... We'll check Bill out. We'll follow Bill's journey.
Bill's training arc.
Okay, we have the Kingdom Hearts lore cast, which... Okay. Started in 2023 in October, and then had an episode in November, but did not have one in December. So jury's out on
Maybe it's just the holidays. They might come back.
Jury's
around,
out.
You know?
We'll see on Kingdom Hearts Lorecast.
Yeah.
We have Heart to Heart, a Kingdom Hearts podcast.
Okay.
They have 50 episodes.
Sheesh.
But their last one was in January of 2023.
Oh,
so didn't quite make the jump.
It was just the holidays. It was just
the holidays. Which one? Martin Luther King Day? What fucking holiday?
Yeah, bro, they had to take off time.
We have Kingdom Hearts. Kingdom Hearts. That's the name of the podcast. Just
okay.
And they haven't had one in 2024 yet, but you know, it's the holidays, but they've been, oh my God. What? They had 4 episodes in December of 2023.
Okay.
What's it like to have a weekly Kingdom Hearts podcast? But they're done with the games, and they're just kind of doing like, hey, here's the rankings of the Kingdom Hearts bosses. So they're already
okay. Okay,
they're already in emergency mode.
They're in the dirt with us. Okay.
Yeah. We got Kingdom Hearts by heart.
So they definitely wouldn't survive the year of 2024 with no KH4 news.
Kingdom Hearts by heart, which is, wow, they have like 80 some episodes. There are more Kingdom Hearts podcasts than I thought. They're in Recoded. But they haven't had an episode since November, but they're on Recoded. So there's still life there.
Okay.
There's Kingdom Hearts Union, rip Churro. I mean, R.I.P. Kingdom Hearts Union, not Churro. Churro's not dead. Churro's a great guy, but Kingdom Hearts Union, not a podcast anymore. Kingdom Hearts Discussion of Auditory. I don't understand the name. Here, let me read the description of this one. Jason and Scott are going through the journey to complete every Kingdom Hearts game.
Yo,
Jason,
I'm on the show,
is a huge fan of the series, but Scott was always put off by hearing how convoluted the story can get.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude.
This is his first time going through the game. They both will go through the game and break down the story so Scott can easily understand and also let listeners follow along for others that got confused or are curious about what Kingdom Hearts is. They're on episode 55.
Yeah, damn, okay.
And they're going at a couple of month clip here. I still don't understand discussion of auditory. What does that mean?
I don't know. It might just be like a 2-5 head for us. Yeah, but I think also we're not smart enough. Well, we'll just go with that.
Okay, so I like what these guys did. They don't exist anymore. Their last episode was in 2021, but their podcast is called Commit It to Memory.
Okay.
So instead of going, there's already a Got It Memorized podcast, they said, let's go the actual translation.
Commit it to memory.
Huge. Bro, there are so many Kingdom Hearts podcasts. What the hell? How have I never? I swear the last time I looked at this, there were not this many.
I don't know, dude. Yeah, maybe you were blacklisted.
Yeah, maybe. Okay, so there's Kingdom Hearts Lorecast, who have one episode, and they started in October 2023.
Okay. Surely the holidays are just keeping them uploading.
Just all the holidays.
Halloween, then Thanksgiving, then Christmas, then New Year's,
Okay, Guiding Key hasn't had an episode since 2021.
Ooh. Add another key to the graveyard.
Okay, no, that one hasn't had one since 2019.
Just the holidays.
I clicked one, and it's Kingdom Workers Podcast. Kingdom Workers Podcast encourages you to learn more about having an intimate relationship with Jesus and how to represent
him. Oh, hell yeah, dude.
Let's go.
Dude, are they still going? What's going on there?
wait, hold on. November 2022. You know, it's probably just the holidays.
Ooh, yeah. I mean, let's give them a pass there, dude. It's just the holidays.
Oh, we are getting into a lot of Jesus podcasts with the word kingdom.
Okay.
Kingdom flow. Okay. What's the next move of God? Who is it for? When is it coming?
Yo,
the short answer is you
flow.
And now.
Hell yeah,
check
dude.
That January 10th, man. They're still current. Look
heaven,
at
them. Yeah.
Yeah, sorry. Heaven, yes. Labyrinth of Worlds 2019.
Another key, bruh.
Another key in the graveyard. Sounds About Light, a Kingdom Hearts podcast. That's a good fun name.
Wait, Sounds About Light?
Yeah, like Sounds About Right. But it Sounds About Light.
Oh, okay. I get it.
Either way,
they
haven't made one since 2022. They're in the graveyard.
Oof.
There's
one of those Kyrie looking keyblades in the graveyard. Unlucky, dude.
There's the Guiding Keys podcast. I've heard of the Guiding Keys podcast. They're pretty new. They're still rolling. Their most recent episode, they had HMK on. Whew.
Okay.
Whew.
They're popping.
I'd like to say Got It Memorized is in the graveyard. Because their last Twin Peaks episode was in 2022, so.
Ooh, the Twin Peaks is dead too?
Yeah.
Damn, dude.
Twin Peaks is no longer.
Damn, bro.
Kingdom Sexuality.
The Twin Peaks peaked.
Join Elena, Kyle, and Tierra as they journey into the mission of uncovering God's truths and design for sexual freedom within marriage. Oh, hell yeah, I'm following that one.
Oh, my God.
Hold on. Hey, yo.
What the fuck?
Kingdom Hearts Coast.
We'll put that one in the Keyblade graveyard.
Yeah, that
was
the graveyard.
It's an honorary.
Kingdom Hearts Coast to Coast is in the graveyard. It's like Space Ghost Coast to Coast. Shot Locked to Kingdom Hearts. Ooh, November 2023. Still living.
Okay.
They're
surely
living.
The holidays.
The Landy Lodge.
Yeah.
That show's a dead one. Just kidding. Love you, Landy. The Kingdom Hearts podcast. Well, that's pretty pretentious. What are we doing here?
Back in 2022.
And they only made one episode? I don't think you can call yourselves the Kingdom Hearts podcast, okay?
That's wild. That's wild.
Yo, God's Vibes? Okay.
Okay.
This one is just the Kingdom Hearts. It says, coming in the year 2023.
What if like, you listen to it and they're talking about Kingdom of Hearts and it's like AI generated?
That would be awesome, actually. 2019. Yeah, dude, this Keyblade Graveyard is filled.
Yeah, no, this is crazy.
With half with Kingdom Hearts podcast, but also like a lot of Jesus podcasts.
There's like a Keyblade, and then there's like a cross, dude. Yeah. Like, that's crazy.
Oh, I can't believe it. Oh no. I just never think of, you know, I'm not a very religious person. Shout out to Kingdom Minds, Karis's podcast. But also in the graveyard.
No.
You know, I'm not a religious person. I just never think of the word kingdom applying to like religion. But it is. Like it's a huge word in like Christianity.
Yeah.
Kingdom, you know? But, like, there's so many of these, like, Kingdom Mom. Oh, man, I was hoping it was, like, a Kingdom Hearts podcast. It wasn't.
Dude, one of y'all needs to make Kingdom Mom.
Kingdom Mom.
You're a mom who plays Corn. Kingdom Hearts, dude.
Corn! It's time for Kingdom Mom. Kingdom Mom. I'm so sorry we got on this tangent of filling the Keyblade Graveyard with Kingdom Hearts podcast. Like, I promise this wasn't like a, like, oh, look it, we're still going. Because we do that every week anyway, guys. So.
And we're on life support. Let's
right.
be real.
That, okay? That was the point, is that, like, we're on life support, and so are everybody else in the space, except, like,
yeah,
the Landy Lodge, who is an actual brilliant man who actually
yeah,
comes up with
survives,
good content.
If anyone is going to survive, it's Landy.
Landy.
You know?
Landy, the literal, like, crustacean of the Kingdom Hearts community, just surviving
yeah.
nuclear
crabbing
war.
Crabbing it.
Fucking crabbing his way through all this stuff, dude. Shout out to Landy. Go listen to that podcast.
True.
Just
if you're not.
Shut
no, seriously.
This one off.
If you're not. Check out the Landy Lodge. Like, go check it out.
Yeah.
Landi Lodge, dude.
Yeah. Go check it out. He doesn't just talk about Kingdom Hearts, but he's very Kingdom
yeah.
Hearts-centric.
True.
Very
You'll
Final
find some
Fantasy-centric.
You can enjoy.
We were on an episode and we talked about our favorite Bear Man, Ased.
True.
Guy, I love that Bear Man. I can't wait to fight him
dude,
in
I'm
Kingdom
excited.
Hearts 4.
I'm excited for him to be back, dude.
Right.
I hope he's just still rage-filled.
I hope he's like,
you
tell me!
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, if he doesn't get mad... what's the point, you know?
I want
why,
him to, like,
bring him back?
You know how, like, Xemnas kind of grabs Mickey and pushes him up against the wall?
Chokes him, yeah.
Yeah, I want like him to do that
hot.
To Goofy.
Yeah. Yo!
Just grab. Oh. And he's just, like, choking Goofy.
He's like doing that thing where he's like kicking his legs out and shit.
Yeah, and he's just like, and you hear like an anime when you start to hear like the crack noises as he's like squeezing harder.
Oh my god!
And we have to save him.
He's just like watching Videl fight and just get her ass beat. Yeah, like, right. God,
yeah,
damn,
but it's goofy.
Oh my god!
He's,
one of his front teeth is like dangling.
And they're like, no, Sora, you can't help him. It's the tournament.
He's begging for help.
Sora, please. Sora.
I don't care about the tournament.
Sora, he's gonna kill me.
They're making Goofy say that. I don't believe that.
Goofy would never give up. Sora, I'm giving up. That's not the Goofy I know. He fucking strangled. Instead, just like has a fucking rock and he's just beating him upside the head with it. Sora, please. But yeah, that's what I think is going to happen in Kingdom Hearts 4.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sora. Tell Max I love him.
I don't even know who that is.
See, this isn't Goofy. I don't even know who Max is. He's my son, Max. I've told you, Sora. Max, I'm gonna cuss. I have CTE, Sora.
He just looks at Sora and he's like, Max, I've always loved you.
He sees Max.
He fucking sees him.
Oh god, dude. What a crazy world we live in, you know?
There's just something about Goofy being in these situations.
It's
that
so
just,
funny.
It just hits my funny bone.
It really is. Cause he's such a sweet boy, isn't he? That Goofster. What a legend.
When it's like they try to act like bro died in Cage 2, it's so it's true. Like, hey. What
they'll,
we're saying is not out of the realm of possibility,
pay for
you
this.
Know.
That's such an insane scene, dude. Like, that's so wild.
I mean, but that really is like the fucking absolute epitome of like you're playing with your fucking action figures and then like
right.
Your main action figure, he's got to get mad, you know? It's like the fucking Krillin getting killed, you know? Mm-hmm. Like it's got to happen. But then it's like, oh, but they were okay. You know, it's not like they actually, like, there's no lasting repercussion.
Right. We just got to get the Dragon Balls.
Right.
All right,
or
dude.
Goofy is just fine.
Yeah. Yeah, that. Why did you
Cura
think that rock
him?
To the head killed Goofy? Like, why would
know.
That
and
kill
like,
him?
Especially with, like, the whole, like, them using, like, Ultima and Stopza and shit in the
right.
later cutscenes. It's like, yo, can my brother get a fucking Kuraga? Come on, bruh.
Yeah, dude. It's crazy.
Can my brother get a Phoenix down?
Right. Can you
come
anything,
on,
a bruh. Potion?
Right.
An elixir?
Can you break a potion over his head?
Well, we can't use that now. We have to save it for the end of the game. What if we need it in the
Sora,
final boss?
Sora, if we have 40
Sora,
mega elixirs,
Sora, you
please.
Can, and even if we ran out, you could synth more.
Sora, you have fucking
Sora,
400
only,
million money,
Sora,
please.
It only costs 500 money at Huey, Dewey, and Louie's store, and I think if you told them that I was dying, they'd just give you one. I'd like to think so.
Oh
like the idea of have him having to be like,
fighting Zenus is going to be really hard.
I'd like to think that they would give you one.
For their old Uncle Goofy.
Stop laughing, Goofy. It's not funny. I'm not laughing. I'm crying.
Cough it up, blood, Sora.
I'm in so much pain. Please just give me the big elixir. I need it. Sora, why didn't you equip better equipment on me? Oh, man. Goofy. Rest in peace, brother.
It's the Kurt Angle stare, you know, like fucking fucking Donald and Goofy watching Sora use every AP strength defense boost on himself, bro.
Oh, dude, I should make that meme. That's good. Yeah, I just double Kurt Angle and then put like Goofy's hat and ears on one and Donald's beak on the other. Sora watching Sora use every AP boost potion. On himself. Sora equipping the no XP charm on Goofy. Oh. Anyway, dude, we're fucking so off the rails. No, is there anything else Kingdom Hearts 4 or Kingdom Hearts? Do you think that we're only here about...
We have to get a release date this year. Like, for sure, bro. Even like a vague release window, you know?
Do you think we'll hear anything else and Kingdom Link. Hearts related? Not Missing
so.
Link or Page 4.
I feel like there's no shot they have another thing in the works, to be honest.
But what about the fucking the Avengers timeline thing from 2020, dude?
Dude, I don't even remember. Has anyone like tried to update that? Like, I don't even
know. I think
know.
Gamers Joint just did a video, but you know, I didn't fucking watch it. hey, before anybody gets bent out of shape there, that wasn't backstage bitching. I was just laughing because I didn't watch the video. Okay, like, no, there's consequences to a tweet, bitch. Okay, relax. Like, fuck. Like, holy shit. Also, it's not backstage bitching if you're doing it live on your podcast. It's front stage bitching.
If anything.
Right. Like, there ain't no backstage about it.
Oh, shit. I'm permanently stuck in the fucking Japanese version of the fucking website.
Oh, no.
I was trying to fucking pull it up.
Jason's already moved to Japan, guys. He's gone.
I'm stuck. I'm stuck in Japanese.
Help. Oh, that's another thing I can say while you're looking whatever you're looking at.
I wanted to try and look up the graphic.
We've started posting things to TikTok again. So check out, what are we, Ansem Report Podcast on TikTok? Is that what it is?
Ansem Report Podcast is like our tag thing, but our profile thing is Super Spaghetti Bros. So either or is totally fine.
I think you got it reverse.
Sure, but either or is totally
strike that reverse
nerd
it.
Emoji nerd emoji
strike that reverse it Willy Wonka.
I can't find this fucking graphic. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, it was like the fucking like Kevin Feige reveal, but Kingdom
yeah
Hearts.
Yeah, okay, so there's the two main things. It had KH3 Remind, Union Cross / Dark Road, Melody of Memory, and then the two top things had, like, the two bigger ones were, because there was, like, the big slots on top and then the smaller ones on the bottom, right? So, I mean, one has to be KH4. Do you think the other one is just Missing Link? And then I don't know what these bottom circles are then, if Missing Link isn't one.
Right, I guess I don't understand this at all. It seems like they've abandoned it.
Yeah. I mean, the fact that, like, we haven't seen it, like, if we don't see some new version or whatever when Missing Link drops or something, then, like, yeah.
They should bring it back. And just, like, have it be just as vague. You know, like
even more vague.
It just moved down the line a little bit. And it's just like, oh yeah, here's this too. And we're like, what is this? It's like a different shape. It's like a triangle. You're like, what the fuck is this? What the fuck is this shit?
It's like a hexagon.
Yeah, what? Okay, here's my last prediction, Jay, for 2024.
Bro, this came out in 2020, the top comment says, an actual fully fledged PlayStation 4 game, I hope.
God, dude.
There's another Keyblade.
Yeah, in the graveyard. I think one of these smaller boxes, Jay, is Sora and Fortnite. That's my other prediction.
Oh, yeah. So it'd be like, what? Like Sora in Fortnite. Sora in fucking Smash Bros.
Oh, it could have been Sora in Smash.
Sora in Power Wash Simulator. No, you can just dress up as him and then you wash you wash like Oogie Boogie.
He runs
you
around.
Can't
that's
get
why
me
it's
clean.
Hard.
He's just like taunting you. I'm made of bugs. Like, Oogie, please.
He's like, boom, baby.
Boom, baby. All right. We are fucking floundering right now. Jason, thank you for joining me on this week's Ansem Report podcast, the longest running Kingdom Hearts podcast that also is the podcast of 2023, according to the voters at Kingdom Hearts Reconnect. That's right, the Million
Kingdom
Dreams
Hearts
Awards.
Podcast of champions.
True, I forgot that I was a champion of Kingdom Hearts 3 Randomizer. No one's taken my title since. No one's challenged me, honestly.
Undefeated, by the way.
Undefeated.
Spaghetti sweep.
You know who could not beat me? Not even close. And now he's floundering around in Kingdom Hearts 2 randomizer tournaments, losing.
Regular.
Pat. He thought
rat.
He made it. He thought what? He made it to the end of the pod, ladies and gentlemen. He thought. He was like, oh, man, they really did. Wow, they made fun of Bioroxis earlier, but they really didn't come for a good old regular Pat.
I mean, we made
fun of his fans.
We kind of kicked him a little bit. I guess, yeah.
Yeah, I guess the dog movie thing, I forgot. Okay, never mind, Pat. You didn't make it through. Either way, you didn't make it through.
You thought you made it through without getting hit again.
No.
Psych.
Yeah, psych. Chins kicked. Jason.
Both of them.
Anything else you want to say to the people out there before we let them go?
Nah, dude. I'm just, glad to be here. And I'm just, like, I'm looking forward to Kingdom Hearts, man. Like, just talking about it, like... I'm excited to be in the zone of, like, having some shit to fucking talk about, you know, not even just in, like, for my podcast type of way, but, like, just, like, guessing what it could be with the boys, you know?
Mm-hmm. Hypothesizing.
Right.
Theorizing.
That's like, some of the funnest shit.
Right.
That's the thing that I, like, really have missed with, like, Marvel, too, right? Because it's, like, Marvel, it feels like a lot of, it's not as, like, connected, it feels like, nowadays. Whereas, like, back then, it felt like every movie was like, oh, shit, what's at the end, or whatever, right? Because there was all these, like, leading into Thanos type of things. But...
Right. And then they...
So I'm missing that from my Marvel, and I'm missing that from my Kingdom Hearts, dude. Come on. Yeah, give me some new shit here, huh?
Yeah, I mean...
Throw me a fucking bone.
Speaking
here.
Of Marvel, you and I got to have a chat.
That's true.
About season 2
of a certain show.
A certain Marvel Cinematic Universe show. Anyway, that's going to do it for this week's Ansem Report podcast. Next week, expect a secret Ansem Report, secret Ansem Report number 3. And then we'll be back with the full show a week after that. Thank you guys so much for listening and watching. Jason, hit him with it.
May your heart be your guiding key.
Heck yeah.
Now fuck off.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was episode number 207. Is that right? Of the Answer Report podcast? I think that's the right episode. We are supported by a bunch of lovely people over at patreon.com/superspaghettibros, where they give us money every month just to support us and allow us to do what we do. There are some perks of it. You get to listen to the Answer Report podcast early. You also get to listen to the Secret Answer Report podcast early. You also, when we come out with season 2 of Fine, I'll Do It Myself, you'll get that early. You get to be a member of our Built Different secret Discord section where you can hang out with the homies and play games and talk and all that fun stuff. And there hopefully will be more when I do lawnmower streams. Those VODs go up here, and that's the only place they go up. Same with a lot of like Rock Band streams and things like that that we do. And we're hoping to plan a lot more for that whole section. But either way, we appreciate the support. And one of the perks you get is getting your name read off at the end of the Answer Report podcast. And we're going to do that right now. Jason, why don't you go ahead and start us off?
Famous for nothing.
Billy the Kid Lawrence.
Corinne Verg.
SB Cat.
Iron Aggro.
Lisa S.
Mr. Trumpeter 7-Eleven.
Swarles Barkley.
Zach P.
Pokemon Trainer J.
Elbow Juice.
Dr. Lambic.
Panda Love.
It's your boy Woody.
Jip 214.
Frank Verd.
Shane Plunkett.
Vetus.
Lands of Masters.
Regular Pat. YT.
Strawberry Mango.
Boomer. Happy birthday, Boomer!
Happy birthday, Boomer!
What's up, Carl?
Batuke Anda.
Librarian Gamer.
Afro Roxas.
Chene.
Travistown Jr.
Phil Games.
Dick Butt 23.
Angel.
Nocturne.
Lost Constance.
And Bambina, aka Becky. Thank you guys so much for the support over at patreon.com/superspaghettibros. And we will see you guys in 2 weeks for the Answer Report. See you then.